Promotional introductory at 1:49 on November 1st. There will be a new Fast Start training program where your new recruit... How many of you have signed up someone and they didn't even come to get trained to learn what they signed up for? Look around the room. Every one of us have done that. You guys, a lot of times it's because we don't create the proper sense of urgency for them to get there. We're like, hey, you know, if you can make it to the training, they're going to have a training this week. You're not going to use that verbiage anymore. You are going to let them know you have to get to the training. It will be critical for them to get to the training. It won't cost anything for them to go to the training. They'll get to go to the training absolutely free. The company is now going to pay the trainer to spend the time training them. But if they don't, what we call fast start qualifying, we'll explain what that is, within their first 45 days, they are going to leave thousands and thousands of dollars on the table. They're still going to get paid the incredible compensation plan, but they added a ton more money, and that will not be eligible for them to receive. And we'll be explaining that here in a little bit. Players Club 5 is the only thing that's going to be in existence after this month. And we have some people that will explain that. New Fast Start Training Qualification Program will be in effect. We'll explain that. More overrides will be available on the table. And there's going to be paying out $207 in Fast Start bonus money. And we'll break down where all of that money comes from. So what do the announcements mean to you? Right now, you're going to get more money for doing the exact same stuff that you're doing. More stability, because in the past, people moved up so quick in the comp plan that unfortunately, if you were a director and you brought in a new person and they moved up to director in the first 2 weeks, and we've had a lot of people do that, or the first month, how much financial incentive do you have to spend working with that person if you're a director and they're a director? You don't have any financial incentive. You might be a nice person, but if you got to pay your bills, you got to decide, hey, where's my time, you know, most wisely spent? And a lot of times it's not with the person that's at the same level that you are. So we're going to slow that down and spread that out so that you and your upline exec and your upline platinum have a huge financial incentive to come and work with you. That will create stronger leaders, people that are more financially stable in the company, higher retention rate, because people will be able to go full-time earlier in the business and have success stories. More morale and a culture of urgency. It won't be, hey, if you get time to do your game plan interview, let's get together and do this on a casual basis. It's like, look, the clock just started ticking. We've got 45 days, and if we don't hit this deadline, you are going to miss out on a ton. I remember Mr. Burns, a couple years ago when Mr. Burns signed up, we had a hybrid of this. Nowhere near this good, but a hybrid of this where you had 45 days to advance, get your 3 sales in one person. Otherwise, you didn't get a bonus and some pay. And Mr. Burns called me frantically on his 44th or 45th day, one of those. And I didn't know who he was from Adam. Because how many people had you signed up in 44 days? Two people. So he wasn't on my radar. I'm like, oh man, I got to check Mr. Burns' numbers this morning. No, I mean, it was one of, you know, 15,000 people and needs all two memberships. So I was like, you know, I didn't know who he was. So all of a sudden I get this phone call from a guy who's not in my caller ID, so I don't even know who he is. And he's like, Dave, I need some help. You know, today's the last day I have to qualify. I've got a problem with this membership processing. And I'm like thinking, who is this guy? But I wasn't extremely busy at the second, so I three-wayed him into corporate office and we got some things worked out. And anyhow, we got him Fast Start qualified. Well, that all of a sudden got him a big paycheck, got him excited, launched him in the business, and next thing you know, boom, here he is today. But if there wasn't that 45-day deadline, would he have had the sense of urgency to get it done? No. And if he went lackadaisical for a few more weeks, a few more months, we all have those people. They got all the talent and the ability in the world to make a fortune, but they're just too casual about the business. Therefore, there's no urgency and nothing happens. We're gonna find out who's serious and who's curious very quickly with these new changes. So, there's 125 new video clips in the back office to help you build your business. There's a new Balance of Power DVD that's out there and a new Power Disc Journal. So I'm going to turn the first segment over to Mr. Lucas Hill to talk about how to advance in the compensation plan. Give it up for Mr. Hill, guys. There you go.
All right. Okay, we only got a minute, so I got to go fast. These slides are... Okay, here's the deal. So, like Mr. Hall was saying, it's going to be a lot different moving up to senior associate. It's really going to help you learn. And for the sponsors in the room, how many people raise their hands for manager? Well, I'll tell you, if you didn't raise your hand for manager or director, you want to be there by the end of the month. Well, it's easy, because I'm going to show you what I mean. In order to advance to senior associate, how many people does it take right now? One person? Okay, sorry, I'm holding it down here. One person. Okay, well, this is what it's going to take now. You have to sponsor one person, just like you do now, but also get two additional memberships. So you're going to have a total of three memberships and one recruit to move to senior associate. Now, here's kind of how the pay structure goes. And you're going to attend a Fast Start. We're going to talk more about that in a second. And you have the 45-day period to Fast Start qualify. This is what happens. You recruit a new associate on the $35.95 program. You're going to get one associate, and you're going to make $34.57 from that person. So on the very first person, you're not going to make $138. You're going to make $34.57. And then the membership, and the other 69 is going to be held there for you if you Fast Start qualify. And that's what's going to happen on all the additional ones too. So here's where you're sitting. You make $103 on the first three people you show it to. Now, if you Fast Start qualify, so you do this in your first 45 days and a couple other qualifications you have to do in your first 45 days, they're going to pay you out the additional $207. So you're going to make actually $103 on the first three people. So right now, how much do you make going to senior? $138. Now you're going to make $300 going to that same senior associate level, and you're going to have more productivity. Now, check this out. Now, if you're a senior associate and somebody in your organization that you just sponsored, so say I just sponsored Mr. Hall. I'm a senior associate. He's a junior associate. He goes senior today, so he recruits this one person. How much money do I make on that?
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing at all. He just passed me. I had really no incentive to help him other than if I get two more people, I go manager, right? There's really no financial incentive for me to even help him go senior associate. So, I mean, it's not like I'm holding him down or anything, but there's no real reason for me to build him up real quick unless I have two other frontline people, right? Well, check this out. You just helping one person. Look at the overrides. Okay. So they have to get their one person, right, to go senior. They got to get their one recruit, just like you did, and two additional memberships. So they have a total of three memberships. Well, your overrides are $103, plus there's some additional income. You're going to get another $80 Fast Start bonus and another $15 bonus, which will be talked about in a minute. And your total, what was the total? Okay, there it is. Cool. I don't know how to do math. Just you going senior associate and helping one person go senior associate. How much money do you make right now if you do that in the compensation plan? You make $138 because you recruited one person. And helping somebody, you made $138 total. On the new compensation plan, the exact same activity, the exact same work, getting the senior associate, helping one person do the same, you're going to make $509. Oh, yeah. They've totally added more money, folks. When we got started, Mr. Hall was saying there was kind of a limited edition of this type deal. And when we were on there, when I was a manager, I was running my own organization. How many managers, think about it, directors and executive directors, managers on your, they got four people. When we got started, it was 39 people. How many people does it take to go to director on this right now? That's why you get to director right now. It only takes 11 people right now with this new, and then it's going to turn over. And everybody who's at the manager and the director position are going to be making ridiculous income off the Fast Start promotions. This is all I'm doing, I think. Okay, awesome. All right, awesome, folks. So, I mean, and once again, this is all going to be trained more on Thursday, way more on Thursday, so be here. Even if you're not a regular attendee, which I wish you would be, come on Thursday because they're going to be explaining all these in a lot more detail for you than we only got a few minutes right now. So, give it up for Mark and Leslie Udy going over the next part. Woo!
Yeah, I did it in advance.
Okay. Yeah, I will. I don't know what's up there. All right. Here's how it used to work, right? This is how we're currently at. You get one player's point for a legal plan, one for an ID theft plan, one for a new recruit. You get one for if you sell them a home-based business rider, 2 points for a legal plan for the self-employed, 2 points for a small business plan, and 2 points for getting somebody started. Right. In other words, helping them advance to the senior associate. only if they're on your front line. Now that's going to change. Here's how it looks now. You get one Players Club point for a person. If you can sell them all, everything, legal plan, home-based business writer, whatever it is, if you market all of it, that's one Players Club point. You get one Players Club point for recruiting that person, so now they're worth two. But no matter where you put them, whether they're frontline directly underneath you or somewhere in your organization, as soon as they fast start qualify or go to senior associate, you get two more Players Club points. That wasn't the case in the past. You gave away a lot of Players Club points. What's that?
That's the big thing, though. Remember, it's not per membership anymore, Players Club points. It's per Social Security number. It doesn't matter how many memberships they get right then, whether it's legal identity, theft, HBBR, all at the same time, it's one Players Club point for that Social Security number.
The last thing on there, in past, those of you who have done group stuff, every time you would market three memberships, legal plan, identity, theft, up to three people and a single group, you got one Players Club point. From this point forward, those of you who have done group stuff, now get one Players Club point per person. All right. Now, in the past, there was Players Club 10 and Players Club 5, right? If you were Players Club 5 for a year on the 13th month, it's not. No, this is where it is right now until November 1st. If you're Players Club 5 for 12 months on the 13th month, as long as you're Players Club 5, you got a $100 bonus. If you're Players Club 10 during that same period of time on the 13th month, you got a $300 bonus. Well, 300 is a whole lot better than 100, right? Okay, so the company made it a whole lot easier. From now on, all you have to be is Players Club 5. And now, after your 13th month, or after your 12th month, or your 13th month, till your 24th month, you're going to get a $300 bonus for being Players Club 5. After, from your 25th month to your 36th month, as long as you stay Players Club 5, I mean, we're talking 1.5 persons, really, if you help them fast start qualify, you're going to get a $400 a month car bonus for the next 12 months. From 36 months and beyond, it'll be just like your Players Club 10, but you only have to do half the amount of work, and you get all the pay that comes from doing Players Club 10. Now, you can still carry forward 5 Players Club points.
How much is it? 400?
Yeah, 400. All right. So, from 36 month on, your Players Club 5, you'll earn a $500 a month car bonus. That means that all the points are real easy, so you don't have to do about half the work, and you can still carry forward 5 Players Club points. In other words, if you get 10 this month, next month's covered. That actually starts as November 1st. So you can always carry forward 10. Those of you who have been in Players Club 5 for a long time, once you've accomplished a year under the new program, if you've been receiving $150, which was what it used to be, from now on, you'll hit $300 at that point, and it'll go up from there. Make sense? Okay. I don't know what other slides you got. Is that the last slide?
Really okay. Simplified, more money.
Half the work. It's half the work for all the money. All right. And we are bringing up, I don't even remember, Gabby. We are fortunate enough to bring up our soloist for the day. Miss Kathy Marneau.
Now, you guys understand that I'm always going to be a Utes fan no matter what my upline says. Yeah, bring it on this year, babe. Bring it on. We're talking comp plan. You guys, what do you think of the comp plan? Is this sick or what? You guys, this is probably my favorite part is that so many times as brand new recruits, or even if you've been in for a while, you kind of forget how to plug somebody into the system. Wouldn't you agree? Well, here, you're going to actually have, I mean, the company, guys, the company is covering your first, training. You don't have to, but you're going to want to be there with that person. You're going to want to show up with them, sit there, and learn how to do this all over again. Don't think just because you've been in the business 6 months, a year, 1 month. You're going to want to be there to learn how to do this fast start. Not only are you going to be doing it or have somebody that's qualified, even if it is Mr. Dave Hall. Sorry. Personal development, guys. You're going to learn that there too. I'm going to need more. So when you're coming to your Fast Start training, which is you're going to be trained by the best in your state. Guys, think of that. That no longer is it going to be you that's going to be sitting in front of them. It's going to be the best of the best. They're going to walk them through how to get them started. They're going to put them through. The money, guys, you're going to get them paid and promoted a lot faster than what you would have done it on your own. The company was normally $249, and I'm going to mess this up, and I apologize, guys. I am truly about the Benjamins. I really am, and this is what's awesome. It's $249 is what it normally cost, and now we're reducing it to $149. Guys, I paid $249. And I was dang happy about it, even though I say I was drugged in by my child. But $224 of this fee is paid out in bonuses. Guys, do not let it sit on the table. You have 45 days. It's no longer an excuse, guys. And if you want to let them slide because after 45 days you miss out on those bonuses and you don't get those until you're a director, don't let it slide, guys. Stick to the 45 days. Do it in a week, 2 weeks. Get your people into the training. Go with them. Learn how to do it all over again. And you guys, I am so fortunate to bring up the best of the best, even though he's like 2 feet tall. It's not you. I'm not bringing up you. I'm bringing up my favorite, guys. I'm bringing up the Burns. I'm bringing up Mama and Papa Burns. Guys, they're the ones that brought us into this business. They're the one that train us all the time. They're the one that guide me. They're truly my mentors, and I wouldn't be here without them. So if I could please welcome Mr. and Mrs. Burns. I don't care, Barbie.
Okay, now many of you guys have heard my story when I talk about, it took me 44 days, I had two people on my 45th day, I got my third, because of that sense of urgency. I remember that conversation, I was absolutely freaking out, but then it kind of took me another month and a half to get one more. So here I am, 3 months in the business, breaking records, I had four people total on my team, nobody showing up to anything. But, I did attend every event. I wasn't one of those guys who came in like maybe Mr. Waters and just started tearing it up on my first or second month. I attended every event, and I started trying to get this thing down, but I came at a little different level maybe. Maybe I had more to learn, but I was very intense on learning it. And about the fourth month in, that's when I had my first $2,000 month as a senior associate, a $2,000 month. I don't see that happening today. But one of the reasons it did happen is because they had what they call the CFT program, which is, like he said, a hybrid of what the Fast Start program is. I'm even more excited about it right now. You see, our compensation plan, the person's not getting paid really $35 on their first membership. Once they CFT qualify, that extra $69 will be paid out. So if somebody doesn't recruit their first person, you don't have to tell them, hey, don't put that in until you recruit somebody because you're going to get paid less anymore. Just let them put it in because that's going to be there, that $103 on their very first person. Membership or recruit, doesn't matter. So there is no junior associate level anymore. They make $103 on their first, and then they move up through the compensation plan, which you guys saw, and we're going to be obviously, drilling that more closer to November because there's a lot more important things to be focusing on right now. But just, I want to talk about positioning yourself and taking advantage of that right side, that far right side, the Fast Start training bonuses. See, when you are a manager or you are a director, you make $207. Go ahead and you can go to the next slide. In fact, is this it? Okay. When you are a manager, or let's say that you are a director, you make $207 on your first sell. But you look at the example like Mr. Hill was going over right here. Not only do you, when you're a senior associate, do you make $138 when you market that membership, but you're making a $34 override. Here's your new associate. And for him to get to senior, here you are a senior associate, you're catching $34 on his first sell, you're catching $34 on his next sell, you're catching $34 on his next one, and then you're going to get a $95 bonus for helping him if you were the placing associate. which that got me excited when I started asking questions, and I found out that these bonuses that they're paying out, it starts from the placing associate up. Okay. Now I know some of the people that have been around are applauding for that, because you know what we teach in our organization, obviously talk to your upline executive director, but when you're running an organization, we don't need this because this is going to be gone in like a month. All right. Okay, Terry, how many people have you recruited just in the last 7 days? 14 people have joined his organization in the last 7 days. Personally, I think he's recruited probably through your website, 5, 6. Okay, so if I'm coaching Terry as a director under the new comp plan, here he's got 5 or 6 new recruits. Terry is a director. He made 207 on that cell. On November 1st, the money is going to be made right now from coaching your team, doing what Mr. Hall is going to cover here in just a minute. So we're going to focus on the now. When Mr. Hall goes over, taking advantage of the $39 and getting to director with 11 people rather than 39 if it's structured perfectly. That's the difference. Which means we know it's going to be 70 applications, really, to get to the director spot when it changes on November 1st. So we need to take advantage of now. But when you are that manager, or when you are that, I mean, as a manager, I had a $3,000 month. They actually had a $5,000 bonus attached to that. I made $8,000 as a manager in this business under a comp plan that was much similar to the one that we're moving into. But here's Terry. He's got his 3 teams in place right now. Okay, here's Terry. Okay, here's his 3 teams that he's coaching. Up to about the time he's trying to help all these people get to as high rank as they possibly can get. But definitely on November 1st, the money for paying out to Terry and anybody who gets themselves to that director spot, you'll be getting kind of similar money to what you're getting right now from these legs when November 1st hits. But your big money is going to be coming from opening your new team. And Terry had 5, and he placed them all. So here Terry is. He believes in everybody. He counts on no one. That's the attitude you need to have. We don't spend months trying to make somebody be a superstar. If they are, great. If they're not, move on. And you build that team until you find that star. Now, when this star pops up right here, because these guys were a little lazy, or maybe they just timing wasn't right and they're not doing too much, this person hits the fast start bonus, pays out to Terry. If you look at the numbers on the... Can you go... Oh, I got it. I wanted to go back to this one. Here's Terry as the director. He's catching a fast start bonus from this person that went out and got their own people. He's catching a 25 plus a 20 plus a 15 plus an 80. Terry just made $140 on top of all the overrides that he was making in the process off of this guy down here. So if there's really nobody who's done a lot of work, how much did he make on his first 3 sales? This guy got paid $103, $103, $103. The override's going to the director. So he made a $103 override, plus a $103 override, plus a $103 override. He made $300 in override money, plus he made another $140 on his fast start bonuses. Do you see where the big money is going to be coming from on November 1st, guys? It's your new team if you've positioned yourself to that manager and director spots. And I'm telling you, it's going to be huge, huge extra money. And now these guys are starting to get excited. These guys are saying, hey, I'm getting an email every day saying somebody's joining my team. These guys go out and start fast start qualifying. He's still making those $103 overrides, and he's still catching the $140 fast start bonuses. And that's how, as a senior associate, I was able to pull off a $2,000 month. And as a manager, another $3,000 month, because I was busy building new teams. So I hope you guys kind of are understanding that. I'll flip through the rest of this, and that's pretty much my part. Now, when you help a senior associate, you're making $335 just in that with the bonus money. And that's if you're a senior. You do the math, if you're a manager or director, obviously it's more. Okay. Here is a director. A director brings on one new associate. He makes $207. He made $103 override when that guy sold a membership. Another $103, plus a $140 bonus. $656 is what that director just made for helping one person CFT qualify. And this previous plan right here, where I got my six-figure ring, is right here. I mean, I wish I was holding my 250 if we were running it like that right now, but that's why I'm so excited. That's why you're seeing $250,000 income earners. When I went out and flew out and did some of their events, they were telling me, Ryan, I haven't recruited more than one or two people in the last 7 or 8 months. They've been sitting on their hands. They coach and they teach other people how to do it, but that's because they were used to this. And then when it moved to this, they thought they'd just enjoy their $200,000 of passive income. But they weren't too motivated to go build more. Now you're seeing videos blasted out from people who haven't done really a lot of personal work. And you see all these executive directors and directors getting really excited about the changes that are happening. And you can see if a director has a new manager join his team. I mean, directors, you know how much money you made when you helped a manager pop. You know, you're looking at a couple $100, $400 or $500, just kind of depending on how it happened. Right now, a new director brings on a manager. It's taking a whole lot more memberships to catch up to you. And it's allowing you to coach and push in the organization and teach proper leadership without having to move on. And now a director can bring on a new manager and make one new manager, you're making $1,550 for helping one person go manager. Okay. That's the information we're going to be driving. Obviously, that's November 1st. That doesn't matter besides the fact of what you need to be doing right now. So to be going over that and where our focus needs to be for right now, I'm going to bring back up Millionaire Club member Mr. Dave Hall.
All right. Am I on? All right. Yeah, if you're not a director, with this drive to director, only two manager legs, and a manager has four people. I mean, the next 2 weeks should be all out massive action to get to that director. Because when that calendar flips and this month's over and you're at a director, you're at the top permanent level in the entire company. You can't ever regress. You could go inactive for 5 years as long as you kept your membership. You decide to get going and you can participate in this compensation plan. And it's not... And there is someone above you, your upline executive director and stuff, that has a financial motive in helping you. Pick up the phone. Find out who that is. Call corporate or look in your back office and see in your My Statistics page. But call them and say, listen, I am serious about going director this month. I will work my butt off. How can you help me and put together a plan for making it happen? For anyone that went to the APT, that recruited people, they have had the $39 promotion the whole month. Anyone that goes out and markets three memberships this month, they can do that. Going director in September with three frontline recruits and only two manager legs. You guys, I mean, that is so doable that if you're not a director at the end of this month, it's just because you just didn't talk to enough people. There's so many people out there that are looking for what we have, and we'll get out there and tear this business up, that there's no excuse for not going director. All right, then we get into the adult money. We have to let all the kids out of the room. We're going to talk adult money now. So if you can't handle this, you need to leave. Many, many years ago, they had an award. When you went platinum, they gave you a $25,000 bonus check for hitting platinum. And we watched a few people get those checks. But the problem that the company ran into was because there was so much bonus money on the table, people dropped their ethics on how they marketed memberships in order to get the bonus. They would call friends, neighbors, dogs, cats, goldfish, and they would sell a membership to him. Now, this is back when the company didn't check the social security number. If you sent in 9 digits, it processed. Today, it has to belong to that person. They'll flag it, kick it out of the system. They'll call you and terminate you for writing false business. Don't do it. But back then, they didn't have that system in place. And so there were people that would start telemarketing companies out of warehouses and stuff and just start pounding bad memberships through with a bunch of kids that they paid $7 an hour to just call up and sell bogus memberships to people. And they'd go to convention and they'd pick up a $25,000 bonus check and they'd be burning the company with bad business. And so the company said, you know what? We're rewarding people so much money that they will drop their ethics on how they do the business. And the company's persistency started sliding. The retention rate was sliding because so much bad business was going. The company had to take away that bonus. Over the last few years, the company has figured out technology to catch all that now. So it's time to bring back the adult money to the compensation plan. Because you can't put bad business on the books without it flagging you. You can't do the things that you used to get away with. Now, if you really do hit platinum, they are going to treat you like gold. Check this out. You go out and hit platinum executive director for 3 consecutive months. They're going to write a full page article about you in the company's magazine that goes out every single month. Next, they're going to give you a nice, you know, gold pin to wear around that shows, hey, look, man, I'm an executive director with, you know, 5 diamonds in it. They're going to give you a $10,000 bonus. Now, they'll give you a ceremonial check at the convention to walk across stage, but they're going to just direct deposit it into your bank account the day that you hit platinum on the third month. They're also now going to just drop in at the beginning of each month an extra $1,000 in your bank account just for staying at the platinum level. That's what we call a platinum perk. It's just so you know, go out and buy a nicer car, some nicer clothes, do something nice for you. And every month, this is like Players Club. For every month that you stay platinum, they're going to just keep putting that $1,000 a month. That sounds like a lot of money, but if you're a platinum, that's not going to be anything at all with this new comp plan. Let me put it this way. Under the new comp plan, if you're an executive director, it would be very, very difficult to be an executive director and not have your 6-figure ring. Very difficult. New executive directors will be up in that $8,000 range income-wise each month. And so that's your $100,000 ring just going executive director. You're now in the top 3% of money earners in America, the top 0.001% in the world simply by going exec. Platinum's ridiculous money. Once you've been executive director, platinum for 6 months, they're going to give you a one-night stay at the home office. Now, some people are going, oh, who wants to spend the night at the office? I did that when I had a job. Up on the 6th floor of the home office is 2 penthouses. They're homes. They're over 2,000 square feet. And they're for people to stay in when they come, very important people to stay in when they come to the corporate office. They're going to fly you out to the corporate office and they're going to put you up in these penthouses. I've been there a few times to them and I'm telling you right now, amazing. Huge deck looking over the whole campus of prepaid legal. Mr. and Mrs. Stone Cipher have a lot of their own personal memorabilia in there. Some stuff, I believe they call it the Haney Suite after Rick Haney. And I mean, just absolutely amazing. And you are hanging out in their literal personal residence. When Mr. Stone Cipher, if the roads are icy, an ice storm sets in or something like that in Oklahoma, and he doesn't want to drive home to his house, he's got a second home there at the corporate office. You're staying there, hanging out in there. It's absolutely amazing. That's going to, you guys, that's going to be priceless. You know, don't be stealing the linens or anything else like that when you go there, okay? This ain't the Hilton, okay? You don't want to see your bath towels that say Stone Cipher embroidered on them or something like that. Then when you go to the big convention, you're going to be recognized. You're going to get upgrades at all the Players Club trips because obviously you're going to be a player. When you go to the Players Club trip, instead of staying in the normal rooms, and granted, the normal rooms at the Beach Palace were like better than anything I've ever stayed in, but they're going to upgrade you to the best suite that that hotel has at those locations. And then they're going to increase your lifestyle bonus from $1,000 a month to $1,500 a month just for staying platinum. Then, when you stay platinum for 12 months, they're going to have a leadership retreat for platinums only somewhere in the world, and they're going to fly you in to that event, and it's only going to be the platinums. Now, some of you right now, you're just going, I can't even see myself there. Because I'm so bogged down in debt, in bills, in crap that's going on in my life. I can't even see myself a platinum. And I was there. You guys, when I joined prepaid legal, I was in a bad spot financially. Some of you, I've done a training and I've shown you the slideshows of all the debt, my bank statements, all the bills coming in, everything. And I was tens of thousands of dollars in a bad, bad place, negative. And because of Prepaid Legal, I've been able to hang out with these people and associate with them and go on these trips and have dinners with world leaders that I was introduced to because of Mr. Stonecipher. I absolutely know it can happen for you. You might not be able to visualize it right now, but stay around and follow the system. You're going to be on a monthly conference call where they only invite the top of the top to come and give kind of like a think tank. What would you guys like to see changed and happening in you? You will have personal input on that. And then they're going to give you a $25,000 cash bonus, ceremonial check at convention, but they're going to just drop it in your bank account as soon as you hit your 12-month mark. And then a $2,000 a month lifestyle bonus. $2,000 a month just for living a better life. I'm going to tell you what this means to me. Because I've, you know, fluctuated from platinum to gold back and forth. And you know what? If I have someone on my team that's an exec and they miss, I'm like, oh, bum deal, you know, you missed. That means the $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 you were going to get this month is now going to roll up to me. Oh. That's too bad for you. And I'm not devastated about it. I mean, I wish that they didn't miss. But I look at it and go, you know what? I actually make more money if you do miss. I don't have a financial incentive on the last day of the month to be out there working my butt off to help you get it. Because I'm going to make more money if you don't. Here's what this means to me. I now have to look at my executive directors as my key to this money. I need my execs to stay exec. I need to be building in their teams. I need to be working underneath them with their people. When before it was like, hey, I'm going to go build some new lines because that's where I make a lot more money. If I'm getting $2,000 a month plus a $25,000 bonus plus a $10,000 bonus, you start cumulative adding all these up, it's like an extra $60,000, $70,000 a year with that bonus money in there for hitting platinum and staying platinum. Why would I care about an extra, you know, $5,000 when I'd be missing out on a $60,000 or $70,000? Where my real focus is now back underneath my organization and building solid leaders that are financially secure and stable with massive teams. That's where my motivation is. And guess what? Each and every one of you have an upline platinum who feels the exact same way about you. Yeah. Some of you are thinking, I'm insignificant to my upline platinum. He doesn't even know who I am. And guess what? That all changes with this comp plan. Because your upline platinum needs you to pick up this money. He has to help more people get solid in the business if he wants to live this jet set lifestyle. It totally changes the philosophies from the leaders all the way down to the new senior associate, and it rewards the proper building behaviors and philosophies. This is what's going to make this company go to a $1 billion industry, is these changes right here that they're making. So coming out of here, guys, here's your 30-day game plan. First of all, don't worry about November 1st right now. Don't look at that date. What you need to focus on is, what am I going to be doing in the next 24 hours? Because if you leave this event with the same work habit that you brought coming into this event, for the vast majority of us, that's not going to get it done. You have to turn up the heat if you're going to make your business crank in the next 2 weeks. Focus on what's happening in September, the drive to director. Everyone in this room should have their goal mapped out on their wall at home, director. Director or bust. Sell out. How cool would that be for us to show up next Super Saturday and have 200 new directors walk in the stage? And that's what we can do. We can do here. Director is the top permanent level in the company. It's where you're going to take advantage of all those bonuses that Mr. Burns talked about. It's where the gangster money starts.
I would absolutely be 100% laser focused on it. Whoever your workout partner is, share your goals, your dreams with them. Make sure that they know what it is. Make sure your upline executive director knows what your goals and dreams are, and stay 100% focused on that and be plugged into every single conference call, corporate or team briefing. I mean, be hitting as many briefings as you can with guests in tow. All the luncheons, the sit downs, everything you can, just massive, massive sprinting for the next 2 weeks. And my time is done. I got to get out of the way because we want to hear from the man, the myth, the legend, the man who brought network marketing to prepaid legal. It has been such a blessing to hang out with him for the last couple of days. In fact, you know what? Do we got volume over here? Where's our volume? Is our volume over here, Doug? All right. You guys, I got to show you what this guy did. This guy's like Evel Knievel. Crazy. Okay. I'm going to show you guys. We took him up to Park City yesterday. Let me plug this in. We took him up to Park City, and we went to Park City Mountain Resort to go hit the zip line up there. Now, Mr. Hale is 80 years old in a couple weeks, right? 80 years old. And we said, we're going to go up there and see some events. And the guy didn't back down one iota. He's like, yeah, I'll do that. I'm like thinking, all right, you need to sign this life waiver that I'm not responsible for you dying on the zip line or something like that. 80 years old, and, you know, this zip line's like, geez, a half mile long. And we get up there, and he's like, yeah, sure, let's do it. And everyone else is looking at him. It's like, are you crazy, Dave? You're going to take our Super Saturday guest down this zip line. And he didn't hesitate. We got on the tram, headed up to the top of the mountain, and everyone else in line is looking at us like, why'd you bring your grandpa up here? Is he here to take pictures of you guys while you're going down this thing and stuff? I mean, it was absolutely awesome. He gets up there, gets in the harness, and boom, all the way down the mountain on this thing. And we videotaped it. I hope you don't mind. It's going up on YouTube so I can email a link to Harland. let Mr. Stonecipher see, you know, how crazy Mr. Hale is. I mean, this guy... Yeah. I'm sure that will be the thing that gets Mr. Stonecipher out here. Hey, come on out with Shirley. Let's take you down the zip line. Just the remedy for getting him out here. But, I mean, we had so much fun. And those of you who were at the barbecue last night, the stories that you guys got to hear, we got to hear them all day long because we were driving around and stuff like that. Going to lunch and stuff with him. So much fun. If you guys ever get the chance to hang out with a person like this, you need to take full advantage of it because, I mean, he is just a wealth of knowledge of things that have happened in prepaid legal over 38 years that you will have no idea about. Last thing real quick while I'm waiting for that to boot up because we've got so many stinking photos on there we downloaded. How many of you, unless you were at the lunch and you didn't know this, Tim McGraw, the country singer, was a prepaid legal associate. Early on in the days with Mr. Hale, Mr. Hale knows him very well, he was out there slinging prepaid legal to make some extra money so that he could do gigs at bars and county fairs and stuff like that on the weekend before he got noticed. He was out, I mean, this man has been here since day one of the network marketing business, and he's known, you know, a lot of the legends that have come through the business, seeing them start in the business and grow up in the business and stuff like that. And to be able to tap into that wealth of knowledge, everything that he has, absolutely priceless, absolutely priceless. I don't know why we got... It's not... There we go. All right. All right, there he is right there. Do we got volume? Okay. Oh, wait, no, that's going to be... What about Ryan? Okay. Where's our volume?
All right, here we go. Have fun.
Yeah, baby! Yeah!
All right, there we go. All right, kill the screen.
You made it.
All right, you guys, let's give it up for Evel Knievel, Mr. John Hale.
Got about three pages of notes here. One of them I'm going to throw away because that was all the crap I was going to say about Dave Hall. Well, it won't take me long at all. Will you come up and join me? Okay, I thought you would. It's good to be here, and it's good to be around an organization that's a direct reflection of leadership, and I can assure you that's the kind of leadership that I've heard all about. One of the execs that I have the opportunity to work with, named Herm Willett, the only Cokie I know that's got a French name. But he kept telling me about Dave Hall and all this great stuff, and all of a sudden Dave calls me one day and invites me to Utah. And I did some research about Utah. I found out that the Pope had a conference call one time with all these cardinals, and he said, "I've got good news and bad news. Which would you like first?" And the cardinal said, "Well, give us the good news first." He said, "Wonderful." He said, "Our Lord has returned to earth." And all of them said, "That's wonderful. What could be bad?" Said he called me collect from Salt Lake City. But it's a good thing. And I've been thinking about all this stuff. And by the way, I hope all of you understand that I have the opportunity to do this quite a bit. And a lot of it I've done because Wilbur Smith became a little bit disabled and now unable to travel at all, and he had commitments like this for months in advance, and Harlan Stonesharp asked me if I'd mind filling in for Wilburn. And I don't mind filling in for Wilburn, and I don't mind doing him a favor, because he did me a big favor one time. He stole my secretary and married her. And Wilburn was about 20 years older than my secretary, and I wonder, what the heck's that old man going to do with my wife, with Carol as his wife? I finally figured it out, and I said, "What to him?" I said, "Wilburn, you're going to be the only guy I know that I'll run into in Walmart shopping for both Depends and Pampers." So Wilburn hasn't spoken to me since, but I want to report to you that Wilburn is still laying in the hospital, unfortunately, in Oklahoma City, and has been for about 3 weeks now. But for the first time, they're starting to do therapy on him, so they didn't give him a prayer of getting out, ever going home again from the hospital, but at least he's got that going for him now, and I hope all of you continue your prayers and thoughts for Wilburn, because he's not a better person in the world. Let me tell you how I met Wilburn. In 1982, I went and talked to Harlan about network marketing prepaid legal services, and Harlan was all for it. Harlan and I had been friends for years. Harlan used to sell insurance for me. When I moved to Oklahoma City to be president of National Foundation Life, Harlan was an agent for the company. And Harlan was out selling insurance for me, and I was president, and now I'm out selling prepaid legal for him, and he's president. I don't know what the hell happened. But I get mixed emotions just thinking about it. And I don't know what it is in Utah, but mixed emotions in Oklahoma, the definition is having your 17-year-old daughter come home at 4 o'clock in the morning carrying a Gideon Bible. Well, I hope Wilburn gets well next time, because I know you won't invite me back. But it's a pleasure to be here, and I want to let you know that it is a crazy business we're in, and it's a wonderful business. It's a good part about it, but the thing that you have to learn is how simple some parts are and how you can't violate those. One of them is that it's a full-time job. And believe me, those of you working part-time, if you're building an organization, it's a full-time job building that organization. Then after a while, it becomes really a full-time job. And if you think you're going to become a platinum so you can quit working, don't even try it, because that's not where it starts. First of all, just committing that you'll do one of two things and get all your people. I've been in this business now for 50 years in direct sales, of which about 35 of that's been in network marketing. And I have yet to find the first person that was successful in our business that did not attend meetings. We say, "I'm not going to during meetings. I'm not an alcoholic." And You understand that's part of the price you got to pay, and it's time consuming, very time consuming. You become almost like a parent to those people, and they're looking to you just like a parent for leadership. But sometimes it gets to you after a while, and you just got to stroke through it. I got up one morning about 5:30 and was sitting in the living room drinking a cup of coffee, and my wife, that normally gets up about 7 o'clock, got up about 15 minutes after I was out there, and she saw me sitting there, and she says, "What are you doing up so early?" And I said, I just couldn't sleep. I was worrying about some things. And she said, "What you got on your mind?" I said, "Well, I'm tired of babysitting." I said, "Well," she says, "What do you mean?" I said, "All I do is babysit. We've got all these hundreds of thousands of people all over America. The phone rings all the time and they want me to handle their problems for them. All the stuff they get in trouble. If they're in jail, they want me to bail them out. If they're getting divorced, they want me to adopt their children. And they want everything. We really treat them like a parent." And he said, "I'm just getting tired of babysitting all the time. And that's all I do." My wife says, "Come here with me just a minute." She took me by the hands and walked me out to the garage and showed me my Rolls Royce, my Lexus convertible, my SUV, my Rolls Royce golf cart was an exact replica of a 1938 Rolls Royce, and my bicycle's hanging out there. All that was in the garage. Then we walked inside and she opened the closet door, her closet, and there was more mink coats in there. They've got a Neiman Marcus. I mean, more clothes, more long dresses than you can count. I mean, just full of stuff. We walked to another room, and there she got out her ledger file of what we do with our checking account. It was all in there where I'd paid to get my eyes lifted, and she'd paid for a facelift, and I paid for implants, and she paid for all the other stuff she needed. And we did all that stuff and everything. We bought all the clothes we needed. We had all this thing. She got out the ledgers and showed how much stock and prepaid legal we'd earned and how we'd made so much money. And then we looked at the daily deposits, and money was deposited in my account, and about $20,000 a month was being deposited every month automatically into my account. We didn't have daily deposits back then. We looked across the street, and there's the main entrance to the Oak Tree Country Club, which we were the charter members of, and our home was the only home on the club when it first opened. We're right across the street, just walk across the street, where they held the PGA golf tournament a couple years ago. And we were just living the life of Riley from all the things she was showing me. She walked me around the house, and we had exercise rooms with every piece of exercise equipment you could want, tanning beds, just anything in the world you could imagine. And I finally said, "What's the point?" She said, "We got to be the highest paid babysitters in America." And that's the way you'll feel too. And sometimes it'll go to your head. I know when they was up here saying all them dumb things about me, but I just think about when I became president of an insurance company, my first time, first company I was president of, in 1965, in the late 60s, 67, I think it was. And it was a big party. And boy, I thought I was something. Now, here's a country boy from West Virginia that never went to high school, never went to college, just barely finished high school. In fact, the only reason I got out of high school, the teachers got together and improved my grades so they wouldn't have to put up with me another year. So they got out of high school in Beaver Creek, West Virginia. And for me, to be president of a life insurance company was really impressive. I mean, I was impressed with myself. I couldn't wear hats anymore. I had to get a bigger hat because my head was about that big. And my wife also learned that presidents of life insurance companies don't do honeydews. I don't know whether you husbands do honeydews or not on Saturday. Well, if you were president of a life insurance company, I thought you could say, "I am now a professional. I am president of a life insurance company. I don't do honeydews." So she called a plumber one day to fix a leak in the upstairs bathroom faucet. He replaced the washer and came back down and handed her a bill for about 10 minutes' time. And she looked at the bill and she says, "My husband is president of an insurance company. He don't make that much money." The plumber said, "Neither did I when I was president of a life insurance company." So it's all a matter of point. You do what you got to do. And that's the only reason I had success in the insurance business is I worked just as hard and put in as many hours in the insurance business as I put in to run the service station. And you can't just have a service station not open. It. You open at 6 o'clock in the morning. You stay open until 10 or 10:30 at night, whenever it takes to take care of the customer, because you got to do that to just make a living. The only time I took off, the only time I wasn't there was on Sunday morning. I'd go to church with my family. As soon as we'd go out to eat, get something to eat, then I'd be back to work at that service station, putting in those hours. And that's the reason we had the highest volume service station west of the Mississippi River in the United States in a town of 3,000 population. Because people came from miles around just to trade there. Mike Turpin, who's our senior partner in a firm that's a provider law firm for prepaid legal in Oklahoma, and also is a prior four-time attorney general, his favorite saying is, if you'll catch on fire with enthusiasm, people will come from miles around just to watch you burn. Well, that's not the way it was pretty much, and I proved it. We had people driving past 40 service stations to get to our station to buy their gas. By the time they got back home and needed to come back and buy more gas, they were out again. I mean, you can't go figure. You can't figure why do they do it. Why do some people make exec at 21? Doesn't make any difference. They do whatever it takes. Doesn't make a bit of difference. And don't think that's not a real accomplishment. That's a real accomplishment. I'm very proud of you. Hope we wish you the very best. Just remember that now's when the work starts. Because now it's more fun. You make a lot more money. It's just fun and games to do that kind of stuff. You know, there's a lot of things we talk about in our business. And Harlan Stonecipher and I have known each other for a long time. And when Harlan was first trying to sell market prepaid legal services, he tried to do it through a direct marketing like he had done selling insurance. When he sold insurance for me and for other companies. But he found out that it just didn't work. You can't do enough volume selling a small premium product like we had. We got a girl there in Oklahoma City that I'm working with now, and she is an exec and is doing a great job. But she also was assigned, because a lady died that was in charge of the group, the Indian group, that was our first payroll deduction plan that Rick Haney sold in 1972. Sold it to the Chickasaw Indians. She works at now every Monday, but now she goes and works at a casino where there are all the people. There isn't even more Indians coming around, but there's a lot more employees being hired for those Indians in the casino. And she's selling them the same plan that they were buying in 1972 for $5 a month. Not $35 a month. She is able to sell them because prepaid legal guarantees that your rate will never go up. And in 35 years, the Indians is still $5 a month. So that's the kind of things you got to look forward to. Now, you can't make as much money at $5 a month as you can make at $35, but you can sell a lot more of them if you're out there talking to them, and it's a lot easier to sell at $5. But it's a way for prepaid to guarantee that when they tell you your rate will never go up, we not only back it up by doing just that. But the other thing that Harlan has to do, he has to live with the regulatory authorities. I don't know how it is in Utah, but in Oklahoma, the SEC stands for the Southeast Conference. They don't know what the Securities and Exchange Commission is. And so consequently, when you're under the public scrutiny like prepaid legal is, it's constantly being searched by the SEC and by short sellers, by the FTC, everybody. So Harlan has a hard time getting along with those people. And they have a hard time understanding the model. They don't understand prepaid legal. They don't understand network marketing. None of those people do. And every time Harlan is called to testify, they beat him down and beat him down to a pulp about all you do is recruit, recruit, recruit. And they said, why do you do that? And he said, because that's what's working for us and that's what's building our company. They said, well, that's just not right to hire all those people knowing that most of them are going to fail, but it's their own volition. We do that. So Harlan got away a little bit, and Trump and I trained him in 1983 to say that if somebody asks you what's the secret to your success, recruit, recruit, recruit. Don't ever get them out of order and don't ever stop doing them. Recruit, recruit, recruit. Well, the regulatory authorities kept telling him that's not a good business plan to just recruit, recruit, recruit. Sometime or other, you got to train these people and train these people and train these people. And that's all they talked about. Well, Harlan got to find a place. They wore him down some, so he got to the place that he thought it might be better if they specialized in group and direct sales rather than network marketing. Because network marketing is recruit, recruit, recruit. That's all it is. And believe me, it's the only difference in it and direct selling is to recruit, recruit, recruit. And you can't ever get away from it. I don't care what you're selling. I know George asked me last night at the barbecue, which I thought was going to be the leading division in sales in prepaid legal. I said, in my opinion, the best benefit that's available and the most prospects is to put the small business plan. That didn't mean the small business plan is any better than the family plan. It's just more prospects. You make more money selling. But what I also told him was, that only becomes true if it also is locked in with network marketing where you're building business. Because those people are small businessmen. They're already small businessmen. They already see the light. I've got a friend of mine there in Oklahoma City that has sold, I don't know how many, a whole ton of small business plans and some other group too, but never one time had mentioned recruiting to one single person he signed up. They didn't expect it. He didn't bring it up, so it never came up. As soon as I talked to him about this, he signed up the next 11 as distributors in addition to signing up with a small business plan. Now his business is starting to grow. Now he's got 11 people that can earn you some extra money and earn you some of the money. It's on here. Would you rather earn that money or earn $200 and some selling one membership? That's really what it's all about, is recruit, recruit, recruit. And I don't ever forget it, folks, and don't ever be ashamed of it, and don't ever be a thing. But I'm telling you, it comes down to that ego thing that I've talked about here Thursday night or whenever it was, that the reason I took as long as I did to become a millionaire, not because I wanted to ride those things I was seeing up here a while ago. They don't pay me a dime for that, but the Stone Sharper will probably fire me for endangering the lives of three of his executive directors, but hell with that. But it's just a matter of recruiting, and that's what network marketing is, and don't ever be ashamed of it. People say, what business are you in? I'm in the business of helping people build businesses. That's all we're in for. What do? I help people build business. How do you make your money? I help people build business. Same answer, just there. Recruit, recruit, recruit. And the ones that make it, let me tell you, when I was in the insurance business, we got criticized severely by the insurance commissioners because of the way we recruited when I was in insurance business. I didn't have the opportunity of offering network marketing because it wasn't legal at that time in most states. And in fact, they banned it, but now it's all legal and everything now that they proved that. But they talked to me about that thing of this thing of how much money we spend on training. Well, why should we spend money on training to get people to build their own, business? You know, they're buying a franchise. In reality, they're buying just good. How much have you'd rather have your organization than to pay $2 million to have a McDonald's? You talk about having fun at McDonald's. Just have fun. But here again, because of a system that Ray Kroc put in, here's a $7 billion corporation making a living by hiring teenagers. Now, you think that ain't fun? Try hiring a bunch of teenagers and supervise them. If you think your distributors are giving you a hard time, try it with 14-year-olds. But nevertheless, don't ever be ashamed of that. That's what I could tell you. I could preach all day long, but you're always going to hear me saying, recruit, recruit, recruit. And then the second thing I'm going to say is ready, aim, fire. Or ready, fire, aim. How many of you would rather do the difference? You're the great hunter. If you waited till all the conditions were perfect, would you ever fire a gun? No, you don't. Just ready, fire, aim. If aim after you get done, I'm telling you, folks, 99% of all the decisions made by the executives in America today were made without any hope of them even being good or bad. They made the decision, then made it good or bad. The success of a decision don't happen because you made a decision. The decision of whether it was successful or not is how did you work it. I mean, some of the best things happened to me. I never am not up here today because I planned sometime to come back and be in Salt Lake City on this Saturday. It's because sometime or other, along the way, I made a decision that started me on a path that put me there, that I was invited to come to Salt Lake City. So don't ever worry about making decisions. Make decisions, then make them right. If they're not right, change them. Don't ever admit it. Just change. Just do something different. But I'm also telling you this. Do something even if it's wrong. The biggest advice I can give you is do something even if it's wrong. And it don't make a difference. I guarantee if you work it right, it won't be wrong. It'll be right. And what may be right for you may not be right for everybody else. That's what you got to watch out for. You don't get to the place that you're worried about everybody else. Let's talk about how we can legitimize our business. How many of you are familiar with Procter & Gamble? Well, let me tell you, I hired a guy as vice president of marketing for Procter & Gamble in 1961 or 62 into the insurance business when I was in it. And I had him out in Cincinnati, Ohio, training him with field training after he went through the training school. And driving to one of the appointments, I asked him, I said, how long does Procter & Gamble intend to continue advertising this lamb blast they got going on now about Oxydol with green crystals? They just come out with it. And you couldn't pick up the radio. I couldn't turn the radio, television set, pick up a newspaper or a magazine that it didn't have Oxydol with green crystals in there. And I told the guy, I'm so tired of hearing Oxydol with green crystals, I don't want to hear it anymore. And I said, how many times are they going to run that? He said, they'll run it until every housewife in America has seen it 37 times. That's solid. 37 times. I said, what's 37 got to it? It takes 37 impressions on your subconscious mind for you to switch products, and you don't even realize you switched. You go shopping next Friday night and buy the week's supply of groceries. You pick up a box of Oxydol green crystals and instead of Tide, but you don't even know that you switched products. And yet we do make up a list of 100 people when we sign up, or 20 people or 50 people in our hottest list of best prospects. We talk to them one time and 9 out of 10 of them don't sign up, so we think we failed 9 times. No, we just made one impression. They got to see the other 36 first time, so you better start dripping. Spend more time dripping than you do actually planning, and you'll see what happens. I guarantee you'll have people calling you. I don't know what it is, something happened that I need that product, whatever excuse it may be. But in that direct contact and making, should I use this word? I heard somebody up here is going to show us what it means in a little while. He's talking about exposure. Oh, it was you. Why does that not surprise anybody? It was you. Mother. But you speed that up by doing this, by making exposure 7 times to them face-to-face, and you'll accomplish what you accomplished if you made it 37 times by buying radio and TV and newspapers and all that. 7 times they need the exposure. They need to come to meetings like this. They still don't buy. So what? Bring them back to the next meeting. Now, after you tried it 7 times, they haven't signed up yet. It's next. Yeah, but you don't ever run out of the people that you have to let. A friend of mine that's there, RVP, Ed Sergis, who's the regional vice president for Oklahoma, he talks about getting out your, he has what he calls a 10 list, working 10 people. And he says that thing is a hot list for everybody. It's the first list. If people run out, said, I've run out of prospects. What do you mean you've run out of prospects? He said, I don't have anybody else to talk to. He says, get out that list, you and I, when you signed up. He'll get out that list. And I said, how about this person? Well, I talked to them. How about this person? I talked to them. And I'll talk to all 10 of them. I said, how many times did you talk to them? He said, talk to all of them once. He says, you just got a new hot list, all of them. It's on your new list of 10 people only need 9 more contacts because I've already got one of them out of the way. And it don't make a difference what kind of contact it is. It's just doing it. But those are the things that don't let anybody kid you. You're going to run into people. But the reason I asked about Procter & Gamble, let me show you the difference. You might want to write these down. Draw you a little line. But you can't read my writing, or I'd write it up here. Just draw a line down through the board there and put over here prepaid legal and over here Procter & Gamble. What's the difference in Procter & Gamble and the way they deliver their product and prepaid legal services? First of all, the cost of goods, and that's the thing you have to start with in any company. How much is it costing you? What product are you going to sell? How much is it going to cost you so you know how to price it? Everybody's got about the same cost of goods, 15%. You can just bet that overall for us to put a product in front of, in a family's home, and for them to take care of it, it's going to cost us 15% to build that product. Well, that's what you've got. The product's already done. You don't need to worry about it. Believe me, we can do it. Do it better than anybody else in the world can do it. So you got that out of the way. Then we got the cost of distribution. Procter & Gamble pays 10% just to distribute their product around in trucks. You don't even know it's there, but it's trains and trucks and everything else, just hauling stuff out of Cincinnati and all their other distribution plants around the country. What's the distribution cost of prepaid legal? 0. We don't have any distribution costs. You go do everything. We send you a package of brochures that you paid for, unless you earned them free. But nevertheless, you earn them, and we include it in our cost of goods. So we've got that all done. We can do that. The next thing is packaging. Packaging is vitally important in deciding what you're going to do with your product. One of the top dog food manufacturers in the company decided they were going to develop the best dog food plan in the world, best dog food was in the world, and they're going to take over the market. And they did that, spent millions on developing and made it the best product in the world, packaged it, put it out for sale, nothing happened. Nobody took it off the shelf. They went back and had a sales meeting with all their sales force and says, we did all this and nothing happened. I said, what's the matter? He said, well, the people don't like the way it looks. I said, you got to have packaging. So that's just part of the deal. They spent millions designing the most beautiful package in the world, put it back in the stores, turned their sales force loose, nothing happened. Came back again and finally got this one guy in the room and says, one newest person in the room says, held up his hand and he says, what's the matter? He said, I know what's the matter, why people ain't buying this. Why this dog food didn't move? He says, why not? He said, the dogs don't like it. You have to spend all that time overcoming something that didn't exist. How much time do we spend on fighting something that isn't even there? Don't worry about it. The dogs don't like it. Don't make a difference, it does. But then on advertising, Procter & Gamble spends about 45% of every dime they take in on advertising. They take in several $1 billion a year, and 45% of that's going to CBS and Fox News. Every time you see an ad in the newspaper, the television, radio, in the magazine, it's part of 45% of your money that you're paying for product is being paid to the advertising centers of America. What does prepaid legal pay for advertising? Zilch. Not 45% that they cost that we don't have to pay. Advertising 45%. That's going to leave you, if you add it all up, you'll find out that leaves 15% for Procter & Gamble, gross profit, to make a profit. And I guarantee you they can do it when you do the kind of volume they do. But at the same time, the exact same thing, deliver that product to the manufacturer, prepaid legal can deliver that product to you for 70%, and consequently take that 45% Procter & Gamble pays to the advertising agencies and all the advertising media in the world and pays it to you as commissions. And then find out they're making more and design a marketing plan that even pays out more. Why in the world anybody would pay me the kind of money they paid me, I'll never know. It's only because I delivered the product to the marketplace and I delivered it within a price that made prepaid legal money too. Would it have been worth a darn to Harlan Stone Cipher for getting to pay me $5 million and then another 15 since then if they weren't making money on that product I sold? Heck no, it wouldn't. Persistency on it's good because it was sold right. But I didn't know it was selling it right. I didn't know there was any other way to sell it. But the best persistency in the company is our product, our little $12 plan that I sold. So it's all there. When we can show you why it's a legitimate business, I joke about it. And for those of you that haven't been around, I talk about it. Everybody, if you haven't, how many of you have asked prospects to ask you, is this like Amway? The rest of you haven't talked to enough people yet. That's the only difference. But you know what I tell them? I say, I don't know, do you like Amway? And if they say, yeah, I said, then you're going to love this. And if I say, do you like Amway? And they say, no, I said, you're going to love this. Because it don't make a bit of difference. Don't make any difference. That's the things that they throw in front of you. And you got to know that the reason we can pay out 45% commissions where somebody else is only paying 10% commission, which is the average direct sales commission in America is 10%, we can pay out 45 to 50% and still leave more money for our shareholders than any other public company in America. Why is our stock at $62 a share? Because you're selling more business, we're doing more stuff. Instead of having to buy stock back, we're paying out more commissions. We're paying the more commissions that we pay, the more money you're going to make. So believe me, you're with the company doing the things just exactly right. We heard talked about the LifeLock. What did you mention, LifeLock? You know what I refer to LifeLock? I say it's that we've got a identity theft product that's LifeLock on steroids. Just think about that. How many things could you name that we do that LifeLock doesn't do, and all it does is pump ours up. Pumped up the value, and yet what's the cost? $13.95 including covering your kids, and if you don't buy a legal plan, $13.95 and LifeLock is what, $10 for the member, $8 for the thing, and no kids. So you pay $18 compared to $13.95, and we cover all your kids, even in Utah. That's not near as much risk everywhere else. But nevertheless, I kid you about all these kids. But for those of you who don't know, didn't hear me say it, my father and mother had my mother. Well, my father and mother had 10 children. And then my mother died, and my father remarried, and she brought two kids with her to marriage, and then they had one together, so there's 14 of us. So when I tease you about all your families, I have to go like that and point at myself, too, because I had one of them kind of families, too. And I've got 24 grandchildren and great-grandchildren personally, so I can tell you I believe in big families, as long as they don't bother me when the football game's on. You know, I joke a lot, and I was telling some people, because I think this is a business that you have to be, and you have to enjoy it. You really got to have a reason why to do it, and I think laughter is the best medicine there is in the world. The reason I've trained myself to make sure I don't get up here and get too serious. I play myself down, and I hope, and play all of you down, and just have a lot of fun. But I learned a long time ago, if I want you to understand and get the points that I really am trying to get across, and things I'm really getting across, I don't want you falling asleep. And I figure if I tell enough jokes, you won't know whether I'm joking or kidding, so you stay awake to put you see which it is. So consequently, you hear both sides of the story. So I'm going to keep on telling jokes if I can think of any more jokes, but I don't know any more, so we're going to end up early today. But I, let me see if I did write it down. I don't think I did. It's time to get serious. Everybody awake? You know, I've been around for a long time, and I've met a lot of people. I've heard a lot of public speakers. I've heard a lot of motivational speakers, Zig Ziglar, Rohn, Ed. How many of you like Jim Rohn? How many of you like Zig Ziglar? I asked a friend of mine one time, how many of you are old enough to remember Earl Nightingale? When Earl Nightingale was the big thing. Well, Earl Nightingale's big thing was that you become what you think about all day. And I thought that was a good idea until I got a little older. Then I told him one day, I said, tell him, Trouble, I don't believe, the reason I don't believe you tell the whole truth, because that thing about you become what you think about all day, that couldn't be the truth. If it was, I'd have been a girl by the time I was 17. So now, think about being what you're going to become all day. But nevertheless, I do believe, and I've run into it all this time, and I sincerely believe this is the most serious part of the world, the most serious part of industry is recognized in this room today, because you are all small businesses. And whether you realize it or not, Washington is trying to take that away from us. Don't let them. Be sure you vote. And I don't care which way you vote, but vote, whatever you do, vote. I ain't going to tell you which way I'm going to vote, but it starts with an R. But nevertheless, I don't have anything against all that. But everything I found out, the most important thing that happened to me in this world was when I heard a guy give a talk. His name was W. Clement Stone. He founded a big insurance company in Chicago, Illinois, and one of the world's great speakers, in my opinion. But I went to Chicago and heard him speak one day, and all he talked about was how important it is for you to have, what is your purpose for being on the earth? What's your purpose for being here? Is it the church? Is it your religion? Is it your family? Is it you want to help other people? You want to do what? But to have a purpose, not just float around out there, what am I going to do today? Because every one of us have the ability to set a goal for what we want to do with our lives. What do we want to do when we leave here? Do we want to leave some kind of imprint, or we don't even want to find it on a graveyard that said R.I.P.? You know, they put that dash in there. Born 2000, died 1980. A line in between. You know what that line means? That's what you did in between the time you were born until you died. And if you plan it, you can have it, so you make a big contribution. I call it having a purpose for your life, and I think you're not going to go anyplace unless you have a purpose. So I decided I was going to have a purpose, and I established the biggest purpose you ever saw in your life. It was 22 pages long. My purpose, what I was going to accomplish, and I was that good, I thought. And so I thought I was going to accomplish this, and absolutely nothing happened that changed in my life. My sales didn't increase. My growth thing didn't increase. My speaking ability didn't increase. Absolutely nothing happened. So I ran into a guy one time that talked about that. He made his presentation and how important it was to have a goal for your life. And he talked about that same thing, that you got to have a goal. You got to have a purpose. You got to have a goal. But you got to have goals, because purpose isn't going to get you anywhere. You can't even see that far out. In my case, it's forever. I don't know how much longer I'm going to live, at least another 80 years. I've enjoyed the first 80 years. Why should I give up? What if I found that heaven was like Oklahoma, then I wish I hadn't come back. But you make a purpose for your life, and then you have goals that you have to... What he said was, you have to set goals. What are you going to do this week? What are you going to do this month? Let me tell you something. In 1950, Yale University took 100 of their graduating students, and out of the 100... had 93 of them write out goals. I had them all write out their goals for what they wanted to accomplish in their life. 20 years later, they contacted those 100 people. 3% that had written down goals did more business than the other 97 that didn't have goals. Did more business than 97 group people that didn't. It's just a matter of doing. What are you going to do? How do you know if you succeed or not if you don't know what your goal is? So set goals. Don't be afraid of them. Write them down. Put them in a thing. Put them where everybody has to read them. Get a magnet and put them on the refrigerator and on the bathtub and every place else. So you're looking at them every day. And don't matter how high they are. You can shoot at the stars and just hit the moon. You wouldn't hit the moon if you hadn't shot at the star, could you? So do whatever you have to do and set those goals high. Why not? Let me tell you something. When I could have bought the state of West Virginia for $1 million, here I am 20 or 28 years later or 38 years later, I'm making $1 million a year. How in the world do you do that? Because I set goals and I determined I'm going to do it. No one's going to let anybody stop me. Didn't make a difference. People didn't like what I said. That's fine. There's lots of other people for me to talk to. And I just kept on going. and you learn how to say, don't worry about how many no's you get. So get set a purpose for your life and set goals. And then what the main thing is, and this 90% of failure in it, is total commitment. Commit to those goals. If you find out you can't reach those goals, then reset them. But don't drop them down. Reset them and set them higher. So you have to work harder. You cannot work too hard. But I believe that total commitment is 90% of it. I can tell you, the most committed human being I've ever met in my life, all of you know him, is Harlan S. Stonecipher. Harlan has been my friend since back in the late 60s. I was introduced in a meeting like this about 3 weeks ago, and he got up there and the gal that was introduced me said, we found out everything we could find out about Mr. Hebel. What we really found out, in finding out who's been here the longest, we found out he was here before the wreck. Those of you that ain't laughing, no giving up presentations. But nevertheless, I've never known anybody as committed as Harlan Stonecipher was when I met him in 1969, 1970, than he is today. He's just as committed. You wouldn't know there's any difference whatsoever. He may look a little older, but he don't act it, and he don't believe it. And he's going to do accomplish more things now that he's semi-retired than he did when he wasn't retired, because he's working for a different purpose. Bought land from the company to build a church that he wants to dedicate to his daughter who got killed in a plane crash. And dedicated really to people who've lost children, because what him and Shirley went through because of that. But he's the most committed guy I've ever seen in my life, and you can call him at 3 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock at night, and it don't make a better difference. He'll still have his shirt and tie on, his hat to go. We were in a hotel one time having a convention. They set off the fire alarm and everybody had to evacuate. Harlan showed up with his three-piece suit on over his pajamas. But he was committed. He was going to get out of that fireplace, but he wasn't going to let anybody see him that he wasn't prepared to do business. So purpose, goals, commitment. Let me put it this way. Blessed is the person indeed who in this life can find a purpose that can fill their lives and goals they kept in mind. The world is filled with little people, content with where they are. They never know the joys that success can bring because none of them go that far. Would you be one who dares to try when challenged by the task to rise to heights you've never seen? Or is that too much to ask? This is your day. A world awaits. Great purpose to achieve. So accept the challenge of your goals and in yourself believe. You will be glad of what you've done when at the close of day you look back at the battles won, content you came this way. God bless you and God bless America.
All right.
Thank you.
Wow. What a treasure chest of knowledge. You guys, in 38 years that this company's been around, I've been here 11 years, we've never in 11 years had Mr. Hale out to Utah to do an event for us. And to think that the one time in 38 years that we had him here, you guys were here. You guys got to see him. And as much as he is requested in all 50 states and all the different marketplaces, who knows if we'll ever have the opportunity in the rest of our lifetime to get Mr. Hale out here. And you were here. I mean, you can put this in your journal, man. I was there. I got to see Mr. Hale. I got to talk with him. And if you don't get a chance to sign his book and take a picture with him while you're here, I mean, shame on you. Take full advantage of this, because, I mean, we literally have a legend in our midst. And we had a lot of fun taking around, having a good time showing him the state of Utah. But we're going to have him take home a nice coffee table book of the state of Utah to remind him of some of the other places that we have that you can do other crazy stuff. And some of the leaders have put a couple of thoughts and comments about how you've impacted their lives in here. And if you haven't had a chance to sign the inside or back cover, we'll leave this up here on the table for a few minutes afterwards. Please come up and put a couple thoughts in here for Mr. Hale. This will be, again, an heirloom that could be passed down for many, many generations. And you can put your imprint on that. So we'll leave that up here. And again, give Mr. Hale one more round of applause for coming up here. Mark. All right. Get out your calendars. Mark down October 9th. That will be our next Super Saturday event. And do y'all feel like you got a little bit more of an advantage today over someone who didn't show up? You realize there's people on our team that, because of one reason or another, chose not to show up today. They don't understand the urgency for the next 2 weeks. And they think, well, it's not that big of a deal. I only missed one event. And this month is going to expire with them one or two people away from being director. And what they're going to have to find out is next month they're going to have to add about 30 or 40 more people to their team to get to the same level that one or two people would have got this month. Did it cost them not to be here? Thousands and thousands of dollars to not be here. Some of you today built your belief level about the company just a little bit more. That's going to allow you to overcome the objections that might have knocked you out of the game because your immunity to the negative stuff in the world out there wasn't as strong as it needs to be. And that's, you know, my first 8 months in this business were a disaster. Disaster. But I went to the right event that gave me the immunity that I needed to then take my business to the next level. Mr. Burns, 44 days in this business, hadn't had any success yet. Finally got Fast Start qualified, still spent another month and a half spinning his wheels, trying to figure out how to do it. But eventually went to the right event, and he has a fabulous story about going to the right event, getting the puzzle piece that he needed to complete the picture, and then blowing his business up. And I don't know which puzzle piece that is that you need, but I know this. If you miss an event, that was probably the puzzle piece you needed. And who knows, if you needed the puzzle piece that Mr. Hale was here to deliver today, the one time in 38 years that he was here to deliver and you missed it, when that opportunity may ever come across in your lifetime. Again, fight to be in the presence of greatness. I'm going to strongly encourage you, do not leave this event without a ticket to the next event. Because here's what happens when people do that. And I see it happen to good people all the time. They say, well, I'll see if I can make it on October 9th. And then guess what comes up? Stuff. Stuff just happens in your life. Versus if you leave with the ticket and it's on your calendar and it's blocked out, then when stuff comes up, you go, oh, I'm sorry, I'm busy on that day. I've already got plans. You'll have to do that another day. And next thing you know, you plan the rest of the stuff around what is priority in your business. I want to play on this, some of the words that Mr. Hale talked about the Harvard class that they came back 20 years later and the 3% had outproduced the 97%. But the 3% had clear, defined goals on what they were doing. Do you think those 3% would say, I don't know if I could make it to the next event. I'll have to see what's happening next month. Or do you think they left this event with clear defined goals? This is my roadmap for success. Nothing's going to get in the way of it. So you get to choose today. Are you a 3% or are you a 97%? And it all just depends on your actions when you leave this event. Now, for some of you that are not only planning on being here, but you want to be here with a bigger team. You want to come back with more people on your team. We have an offer for you. Anyone that gets 4 tickets today, you get the 5th one free. So you'll get a ticket to the next event absolutely free. Early on in my business, I always left my event with 5 tickets in my wallet. Because every time I would open up my wallet, I'd look in there and I'd see 5 tickets. And guess what? Every day I was reminding myself, I got to get 4 other people to the next event. I never went 30 days thinking, well, I wonder if I can recruit someone. I'm like, I have to bring more people back. I applaud you that you're here today, and especially if you were here last month. But what you got to do is you got to look at your business and say, did I come back today with more people on my team than last month? Or did I come back the same? And if you came back the same, that's a measuring stick. Is my business growing or am I accepting status quo? Status quo is not going to get you those platinum perks. You need to be growing your business. What's going to inspire you to take your business to the next level? I'm going to encourage you. Hey, I'm not coming back next month by myself. I'm not flying solo at the Super Saturdays anymore. I will have one row filled up with my team.
next month. And then guess what? We're going to ask those four people that you bring next month to come back in November with their own row filled. Boom, 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 boom. Five rows filled up. Your team. And we're going to ask those five rows, come back next month with your own five rows. Next thing you know, your team's taking up a section. You start looking at the money that was available when we went through the new bonus money. If you had one section of this room that was your team, how could you not be living a life of abundance? How could you not? But guess what it all starts with? It starts with you. You saying, I'm done being mediocre. I'm done accepting one. Now it's time to harvest. I worked hard. I've been going to the events. I've been plugging in. It's time to start harvesting. There's too much money on the board for me not to get rich in this company, because it's clearly a decision. Clearly a decision that you say, today's the day. Today's the day. I'm making my mind up. I'm not going to be average. I'm going to come back and be wealthy in this business in the next year. I'm going to go out and get my six-figure ring. And trust me, it can happen like that once you decide that it's going to happen. Now, we are very lucky, because a lot of times, people in this industry, and Mr. Hale put out the question, you ever had someone, you know, say, oh, is it like one of those Amway things? Because there's a lot of companies out there that are less than reputable. And guess whose job it is? To shut down those companies and run those people out of town or throw them in jail when they're running an unreputable company. It's the Attorney General's job. And we're very fortunate here in the state of Utah, because the Attorney General for our state is a card-carrying member now for over eight, almost 9 years of his own prepaid legal membership. And on October 9th, you're going to be able to show up at this event, and he is going to talk to you and tell you why he loves prepaid legal. Mr. Mark Shurtleff. Now, normally, if you go to a network marketing meeting and the Attorney General walks in the front door, there's somebody running out the back door. Okay? But he is very, very passionate. Some of you have been to national conventions where Mr. Stonecipher has invited him to come and speak to 15 to 20,000 people about why he loves prepaid legal. He has also been the president of the Western United States Attorneys General, and he, in return, has invited Mr. Stonecipher to come to speak with all the attorney generals and to talk to them about why prepaid legal is changing the judicial system. They have reciprocated the respect back and forth. It is very, very seldom that you get time with an individual like this. Now, here's what I would strongly encourage you to do. When you come to this event, bring your camera. And we will make him available for a segment of time for you to get your personal photo with him. Many of you, if you've been to my house, you've been in my home office, you'll see many pictures of different dignitaries from government, from business, and stuff like that. One of my favorite ones is a hunting picture with me and Mr. Shurtleff. You know, and he's got his gun over his shoulder, I got my gun, and he signed it. It's a big 8.5 by 11, and he signed it, "Happiness is a warm gun, John Lennon." He's a character. I absolutely love hanging out with him. But you're going to get your picture, and then here's what I'd encourage you to do. Go down to a Photoshop, you know, some film developing place, and take your small little picture off your camera and have them blow up a very high quality 8.5 by 11, put it in a nice frame, put it behind some glass, and hang it on your wall. Then make another copy of it and just put it in your binder or your planner or whatever else like that. And when you run into that dream stealer out there that wants to say, oh, prepaid legal, isn't that one of those pyramids? So, oh, really? Because I was just hanging out with the Attorney General the other day. And then open up your binder and show your picture with the Attorney General and said, you know, it's his job to shut down those pyramids you're talking about, but yet he's been a member of our company for 8 years, so I wonder why he doesn't know what you know. And then just give him the dumb face and sit there. Okay? I'm telling you, The ignorant dream stealers tend to go away. Now think about that. If you've got some people on your team that maybe they're sitting on the fence, don't know if this business is right for them, what if they were able to sit for a couple hours in his presence and listen to him say how passionate he is about pre-paleo? Do you think that might make a difference, that they rekindle that fire and get going in your business again? I have a feeling the event's going to be sold out today. And if they walk up to... Look around the room, guys. There's maybe 10 empty chairs in the whole place. And this is all the space that we have. I'm telling you, there's going to be people that walk up on Saturday morning on October 9th and say, I need a ticket to this event. And we're going to have to say, I'm sorry, it is sold out. And they're going to go home wishing that they got to hang out with Mr. Shurtleff. But that's simply because they weren't here today to buy a ticket, or one of their upline didn't plan ahead and say, hey, I got 5 tickets. Those are going to be valuable tickets to get into that event. For those of you ready to take your business to a next level, I'd encourage you, get in for free. Get 4, get them out to your team, recruit new people, get your 5th one in for free. Take some time to make sure you come up, meet Mr. Hale, sign his books. Tickets are available at the back table. They take cash and credit card. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being out here today, and we'll see you all on October 9th. Oh.